everybody, and welcome to episode number 46 of Girl Fight. My name is Nicole Tanner, and I'm your host today. I'm joined by Megan Sullivan.
Meow.
Stephanie Lee.
Hello.
Christine Steimer.
Hi, hi.
And Dana Jungle Ward with her mouthful.
I have a mouthful of food. Sorry. I keep putting my mic down so people don't have to hear me chew.
We've had lots of meetings today, so it's been difficult to get lunch. So that's why Dana's eating. It's not just because she's trying to be rude. So
I also do enjoy being rude.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we had a fairly big announcement come out of IGN today, which I posted on our Facebook page. But we are now in possession of. That's probably not the right way to say that.
We have acquired
UGO Entertainment, which of course includes 1UP.com.
My former place of employment.
Mine as well. Mm-hmm. Oh. So we don't know exactly what that's going to mean for everybody just yet, but we're told we're not going anywhere for, you know, at least the foreseeable future. So read into that what you will.
I don't think anyone knows. This is a very fast deal. So the people are going to figure it. They're going to sit down and figure out the stuff that makes the best. However, I am happy because I'm now working with, for people who do know 1UP, Scooter over there. This will be the fourth time that we have been coworkers. So
really? It's divine intervention.
Yeah.
At this point, you should just.
That's a positive thing that I get to work again. So, yeah.
Yeah, Scooter's, well, besides Sam, is the only kind of older guy left there, like from the past, I mean.
Matt Leon.
Oh, Matt Leon.
Jeremy Parrish.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
Cool.
Smelling your sandwich, it smells really good.
It does look really good.
BLT if you're curious.
Yeah, hopefully you are in easy access of some food so you don't get hungry. we'll keep you posted on the deal with that. But like I said, we still don't know everything about what's going to happen. And what else? Is there anything else? Oh, IGN First Fridays. If you live in San Francisco or will be traveling to San Francisco, you can sign up to take a tour of the IGN offices. It's going to be offered the first Friday of every month. And there is a web form that you need to fill out in order to do that. And, you know, you'll get a tour, I think, from one of our, what are they called now? People and Places. Which is actually code for HR.
Yeah, they just don't want to call themselves that.
Yeah, they'll be giving the tour, but you will be stopping by editorial, and you'll have the chance to meet people. Absolutely.
Is this during the day, or is this at
night? It's during the day.
It's during the day. Yeah. The first one's tomorrow, actually. It starts at 2, and one of my friends is coming.
Oh. Yeah. So.
And it's also a way to learn about how you could work at IGN, potentially.
Yes. If you wanted to come visit us, you can now.
What's the website?
I don't remember. Oh. It's some.
We'll put it on our Facebook page.
It's up there already.
Oh, it's on our Facebook page.
So go there. Facebook.com/IGN Girl Fight.
Yes. Exactly.
Oh, one word.
Yes.
Christine knows it.
Good job. I do. I'm smart like that.
I think that's it as far as announcements go. So let's talk about what we're playing. Who wants to start? Oh, everybody's shy.
I'll
today.
Tell you what I'm not playing anymore. Dragon Age 2. I finished the guide for that.
Nice.
Finally.
Yay.
So that's exciting. Moving on to another project. But at home, I'm playing. I'm still working my way through Portal 2. Haven't finished either the single player or the co-op yet. And I'm also playing.
You started the co-op?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm like
with who?
Random people. Like I usually do split screen with my friends. I haven't played online
people
yet.
Whoever's come over.
Yeah, because it's much easier to communicate. Even though they've already built in like a built-in function to like help you communicate with online people,
which isn't working right now anyway, so it
really?
Doesn't matter.
Well, it depends on which console.
Oh, that's right. I keep thinking. I just assume everyone has a PlayStation.
Yeah, I'm playing
a PlayStation. I just keep assuming that. It's the only one that counts. Remember, right, Xbox?
Yeah, that feature. I don't know. I can't. I've been playing split screen with my husband, and we've even tried to use that. It's just like, hey, shoot a portal up here. Where? You know, and they use a little look thing.
Yeah. And talk to them?
Yeah, you can, but
you can't gesture.
Oh, you can't. Yeah, I guess that's.
Yeah. Without a camera or something.
You can say, I mean, you could, I don't know. You just have to be really careful with your word choice, I suppose.
Yeah. I mean, we're sitting right next to each other and, you're
like,
know.
There. Sometimes it's tough. Like, some of the puzzles are tough.
Because my husband has so trained from playing Halo LAN parties to not look at the other player's side of the screen because that's cheating.
That's funny.
So, yeah, I'm like, just look at my side of the screen and see where I'm pointing. Not that hard. But anyhow. So, sorry that's to funny. Interrupt you.
Oh, but, no worries. It was a good tangent, but. Also playing Gears of War 3 beta, which I suck at because, you know, I've been playing primarily like first person shooters, like multiplayer, and then just like transitioning to a third person perspective for multiplayer is really, I don't know, it's really difficult. It just seems I can't, right now I'm getting the hang of it, and obviously I'm dying a lot.
And you can't like zoom in close enough so that it's like your first person.
The wider range field of vision is really cool, and it's just disorientating for someone who's just used to first person shooters.
Mm. Well, no, like I mean, but it's just like on MMOs, you know, like you can usually zoom in close enough so you can. Yeah. Oh, first person.
And I play like the campaign mode for Gears of War, but multiplayer is just very different.
Yeah, you gotta get out of the way faster.
Bad. Yeah. Yeah. That's it for me.
Okay. Cool. Christine.
I have played some game that I can't talk about yet.
Okay.
I can say what it is, Brink, but I can't say anything like about my thoughts or whatever on it until I think next week. And then I've been playing Portal 2 still as well.
Hey, cool. Portal 2.
Enjoying it. Awesome. Finally figured out a puzzle I was stuck on. Every time I get stuck on a puzzle, I'm trying to do the thing where I don't look up on the internet. Uh-huh. So as soon as I get like annoyed, I just stop playing.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm like, all right. Putting this away, and then I came back to it, and I was like, "Oh, duh!" Like,
isn't that the most? Yeah, it's. I mean, we talked about it a lot last week, but it's still the same thing. Where you're like, "Ah, how did I not?
How did
see
I
that?
Not notice this?"
Yeah.
They do a good job with like putting extraneous elements to trick you into thinking like you're supposed to do a lot more than you should.
Yes. Yeah. So I was thinking like it was way more complicated, and I was like trying to pull off this like super. Weird thing. And then I was like, "Oh." Pfft.
Yeah,
I just need to walk through the store.
I will say, usually I understand like what I need, and I even understand like the basic solution. It's just then figuring out how to get myself to be able to do that thing. So, which is not a very clear or logical explanation, but usually when I do it, it's the thing that I thought that's probably what I need to do, but it's just a matter of figuring out the logistics of how to execute it.
Yeah, I ran into a bunch of times where I thought things were going to be way more complicated than they actually are.
Yeah.
You're
just like psyching yourself out.
Yeah, there's this one level, which I don't think is really a spoiler so much, but
there's a level?
But no, there's like all these columns, and you actually have to shoot some of the gel that you bounce off of onto like a slanted thing. And I thought like you had to bounce like from column to column. And I was like trying to do that, like, you know, it's like, okay, I need to shoot a portal, fall through it, and then bounce and then bounce and then bounce up. And I'm like,
I know exactly which spot you're talking about.
Yeah, I know.
And it was like, no, you could just shoot a portal on the other side and come out. So I spent about a half hour trying to pull off that crazy jump.
Oh, man.
Until I finally got it and then realized it didn't put me where I was supposed to go. So I'm like, okay, that's not it.
Yeah. I did that exact same sequence.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
You playing anything else?
Nope.
All right. All right. I've played a little bit more Portal. There was a lot of illness in the family over the weekend, so not much. But yeah, I'm also still, I have not cheated yet. still slowly making my way through. I have also been playing some, is it Global Warfare? I can't remember the name.
The Kabam one?
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Global Warfare.
So Kabam, the...
I keep wanting to call it Modern Warfare.
I know.
That was intentional.
There are so many like game names that are similar enough now that like Forsaken World and Forsaken World and Forgotten Realms, like those two games, like
anything
I always have to stop.
Really.
Yeah.
Realms, Deep Realms.
So I've been playing Global Warfare, which is the new game from Kabam, which is the company that makes Kingdoms of Camelot for Facebook. Mm-hmm. And they're arguably, like, I would say one of the two big developers in the space that are really that are new developers, but that are really making games
for gamers.
And they have, and their playership acts very much like gamers. And it's kind of cool. It's got some live chat going on in it, which is the first time that I've noticing this, where you can be talking with
Kingdoms
your alliance
Camelot
and stuff.
Had live,
did it
had
okay
live chat
well, there you
too.
Go
yeah all of their games
have um played. yeah So I've been playing a little bit of that. I have also still been playing a little Deep Realms, which is also the Facebook game. And I finally beat the boss, which like took me forever. So one thing I don't like about the way that game is set up. So, I mean, it's kind of cool because you have a boss that you keep chasing around. And, you know, it takes multiple tries to beat him. And but he had like 500 hit points. And I was like, I could deal like maybe 15 to 20 points of damage in a round. Mm-hmm. And so it took me...
So it was like the last boss in Uncharted 2.
Weeks.
it probably in a circle.
Yeah. Yeah. And
fire that, your gun. Yeah.
And that's a game that I can't access from the office because the way our firewall is set up. So like at night I would just, you know, usually go and try and get in a couple rounds of energy like worth of doing it. But it took me freaking forever. And you can call in friends to help do your boss, but you have to like post to all their walls to get them to do it. And I did that once and nobody helped. Came. And so I was like, screw it. Like, I'm just like, yeah. So it took forever to beat him. But I did finally beat him last night.
Yeah.
Congrats.
I kind of stopped playing that one a little bit because you don't get enough of a variety of attacks quick enough to keep it interesting.
Yep.
In my opinion.
So. Yeah. No, I'm not loving it, but I also like, because I usually will play Facebook games while I'm simultaneously watching TV, and I'm doing it on my laptop with a trackpad, so I want stuff that isn't... I still love and play Bejeweled Blitz and Zuma Blitz a lot, but they suck on that because I can't.
Yeah.
I can't because speed is such an issue with those. So I need ones that don't involve speed, so it's something that I can do kind of brainlessly while I'm playing that. I don't think we can talk about the game that we saw last week. Okay, so Nicole and I also saw a game, a cool... game last week.
And which we'll have more details on next week.
Yeah, so next week, tuned. Wednesday, turn to IGN.
What a tease.
and then I have been playing, I downloaded Unpleasant Horse, which is the new free iPhone game from, it's from Fourth and Battery, but it's like PopCap, basically. And that game is really hard. I really stuck at it.
Yeah, I was terrible at it.
I'm so bad at it. But it is
playing
free.
And I was like, oh, I want to play it. And then I started playing. I was like, good lord, this game's kind of hard.
Other and it is not out for Android.
No.
Yeah, because I have a friend who...
Megan is sad.
I have a friend who works over there, and he said, like, every time that they post something, the very first comment is always like, what about Android? And they always get, like,
hey,
Android people
no
are...
Cares.
Android users.
Oh, well.
Android users are kind of hilariously predictable in that way.
Yeah.
So, no, it is not available for
them.
Android.
Yeah. I was gonna ask you what, besides an unpleasant horse, the game is actually about.
So, you're just a... It's sort of Tiny Wings-esque in that you're just trying to get as far, you know, there's no end. You're just trying to get this little horse. So he's this, the art
really
style is
cute.
Really hilarious. He's this really cute little evil horse that has like
red eyes and
like.
And he's black and he's got like little wings.
So he is, you're just jumping him from cloud to cloud and you're just trying to get him to go as far as possible. And he can jump on like little cute white ponies and then
like ram them into the ground, which is made of like saw blades.
So then it churns them all up
and
everything.
A lot of points for that.
Yeah,
I see.
You do. And nice. You also
like
get
the god of war like Pegasus.
Yes,
black Pegasus horse. That's awesome.
But it's really hard. But it's totally worth checking out because it is free.
It's free. So
that's fine. Except that
I have
a
or an iPhone.
Yeah,
go download it.
Yeah, if you're like me and you have a Samsung Fascinate, you obviously have to wait.
Yeah.
So what
have I been doing? I played more co-op Portal 2 with my husband over the weekend, which is cool. We haven't finished it yet because I think I mentioned it on this before, but for something about Portal gives me a headache. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is, but my husband's getting headaches too. We can't play for like more than an hour without having to just
turn it off. I get
motions
just like because you're...
I guess. Like, I don't know.
It's strange.
But that happened to me in the first Portal, too. I would get headaches really bad. And for the first one, I thought it was because it had that vibrating noise kind of going on all the time.
Do you typically get headaches playing first-person shooters?
No? Nope. This is the only game that causes headaches for me.
You get headaches with first-person shooters?
Yeah, I know a lot of people that, like, a lot of my friends can't play first-person shooters because they said it makes them dizzy.
Really?
Yeah, some headaches.
I get motion sickness in Portal 2, but only because I'm always spinning the camera around and around trying to find a place to put a portal, and finally I'm like, ugh.
I can get like disoriented sometimes, like when you're going through portals and falling randomly, you know, just like, oh crap, where am I? But I don't get a headache.
Yeah, it's weird. I have no idea what the deal is.
That's really strange.
Who knows? And then last night I started playing Infamous. because I had run out of other things to play. So nice. I'm like, I haven't played this one, and everybody says it's good. So I played it for about an hour last night.
Warning, beginning's a little slow.
Mm-hmm. It's okay. I'm not minding it thus far.
I played for about an hour. Did you play the Sly games?
Not yet.
I was just going to say, just only because like if you play those, it's just really funny because the gameplay feels, I mean, it's the same developer. Yeah, same. But it's just because the art style and like kind of overall vibe couldn't be more different. But it's just really crazy to see how similar the gameplay style is and everything.
Yeah, I still need to check out Infamous, actually. That's one of my.
Yeah, it was there's a list of games that I haven't played, but Infamous 2 is the first sequel that's coming out. So I figured I would start with that one and then I'll because I haven't played the Uncharted games either. So what? Those are on my list to play as well.
But they're so fun.
They're on my list to play.
Yeah, they're short too, so it shouldn't take you too long to get through.
What else? I've also been playing Global Warfare on Facebook, as well as Battle Pirates, which is by the same people who did Backyard Monsters, which is a kind of like a Civ desktop tower defense combination type things. And this one, you're just building a ship of fleets. The thing that is unique about Battle Pirates is that it is the first, I believe, to have truly synchronous battles, as in you can battle someone else who is online at the same time, which is nothing new for people who have been playing other types of games, but this is pretty new on Facebook. So, but yeah, it's cool. And that's about it. Megan, how about you?
I just started Final Fantasy IV, the complete collection, which is Final Fantasy IV is my favorite game of all time. So I'm super stoked about that. And I didn't play the after years. So
I'm just going to do it quickly. Rather than have it be the prolonged crinkling for him trying to be quiet.
Yeah, exactly. So other than that game, I actually haven't played much because last weekend I was at voice acting class, which interestingly enough was being directed by Jackie Shriver, who is one of the voice directors for God of War.
Nice.
So that was really cool.
Did you have to go Zeus?
No, I was Athena, so I kept having to go Kratos over and over again.
Who got to be Linda Hunt? That would be the one I would want. She's the narrator.
Yeah, narrator. That's who Jackie was, one of the people. She gets to direct, you know, mm-hmm. Linda Hunt and T.C. Carson and everything like that. So it was really awesome. And I learned some off-the-record stuff, which I cannot share, but that was kind of cool. And
like, off-the-record stuff is in, like, history, like, stories, like, about the recording sessions or upcoming stuff?
Nothing I can talk about. But it was really cool. And, that's it.
As a side note, if you at home have not seen the guy who actually voices Kratos, it is so weird to hear that voice come out of this man.
Yeah,
like it's such a disconnect.
Yeah, look up T.C. Carson.
Yeah, he's like short and skinny. And really? Yeah.
He used to be on a show, and I can't remember what the heck it was a few years ago, but.
Yeah, after you beat God of War 3, you could unlock some behind the scenes stuff, and so
there's the video.
Yeah, I watched the voice acting, and I'm like, what?
What?
That guy is Kratos, really? And then it shows him talk. I'm like, oh my god,
ruin the illusion for you.
Yeah. What the heck? Yeah. So interesting side note there.
Okay. Something that I thought of. Should we talk about what Jess is doing now? Since that's public.
Yeah, it's public. It's announced.
A press release went out today, so it's official. So Jess is going. Well. Still with IGN, but she has a show on G4 now. Mm-hmm. Can't remember what they already
called
it.
Which is why she's been
Proving
MIA.
Proving Grounds. I'm dealing with a P and a G. Sorry, what, Dana?
Oh, and I was going to say, which is why she's been MIA. Although she has moved to LA, so
she's moved to LA. That's a big reason for it. The other being her significant other down there. Mm-hmm. So that's why she's no longer with us at Girl Fight. But she's still, and that's why she also doesn't do the Daily Fix anymore.
Yes.
Just so everybody knows. And she's still doing Strategize and
Weekly Wood
and
That's it.
Stuff like that.
Yes. Yeah, so Proving Ground is basically this crazy show. She's teamed up with the guy from Jackass, and they're going around and having people try to act out scenes from video games, like in real life. So there should be some
interesting to see that.
Jackassery funniness.
Which guy
going
from Jackass?
On.
Johnny Knoxville?
I don't know. So I mean, it's supposed to be kind of goofy and funny. So we'll see. It debuts in June. Actually,
I think right after E3.
Yeah. Yeah. So
he was in the sitcom Living Single, T.C. Carson.
Ah, thank you. That's what it was. Living Single. It was driving me crazy. It's like it wasn't that long ago, but what the heck was it?
That's Kratos, by the way. That's not that guy.
Kratos.
Yeah.
Linda Hunt. Yeah. That would be hilarious. Linda Hunt on Living Single.
That'd be amazing.
So yeah. So
that's where she is. So everybody knows. It has a Chobot update.
Yes. There you go. It should be interesting, that show. I'm going to check it out at least. Okay, so that's what we're playing, and we're going to move into our topic of the week, which is kind of unfortunate this week because Audrey is sick, and we're talking about Project Cafe.
Woo!
And for those of you who don't know, Project Cafe is the code name for Nintendo's new console that we are going to be learning more about at E3. So, what do we know about it thus far? We think...
These are all unsubstantiated rumors, too. They're at least, like, the only thing Nintendo has
The only thing Nintendo has said is new console.
And they will talk about it at E3.
Yeah.
Okay.
But our lovely gear editor, Scott Lowe, did some digging and was able to find some other stuff in that. Word is it's actually going to be called Stream, which, you know, as long as it's not Wii Stream. system is supposed to come
even
out.
Nintendo Stream, like, doesn't sound.
I mean,
very
but
good.
They all sound dumb. Like, remember when they announced the Wii?
Oh yeah,
name
well, the
like
Wii still sounds dumb.
I know.
Yeah, it's.
But you nope. stop thinking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Stream just makes me think of like peeing or something else. Yeah, so sure. It's like that's not an image I want in
to
my
be,
head.
To be fair
I...
though, when the iPad came out, there were all sorts of.
Oh, that's very true.
All sorts of silly jokes.
All right, yeah. I guess it can
after
it
a while
can
you
change after
do,
a while.
Yeah.
You get used to it. But...
we'll see though, because like when the Wii came out, I think there were lots of rumors floating around in the development community, at least around the community that I was involved in, that thought it was going to be called something else, and I can't remember.
Revolution. Well, that was the code name for it.
Yeah. But everybody the assumed name. They were just going to go with Revolution, and then when
it's
they,
kind of a cool name.
Yeah.
Yeah, when they announced Wii, it was like what?
Yeah. It was a big disconnect from what the code name. Yeah, because Revolution just said cool, and then you went to Wii, and I was working at. Well, then Ziff Davis, and so I was part of 1UP, and then we were all like that day, everyone was like, blog about how dumb the name is. We were all like forced to blog about how we felt about the name, which all of us was, this is stupid.
Yeah. Yeah. So the code name for this one is Project Cafe, so we'll see what that turns into. Project Cafe is kind of a dumb name.
It's a terrible name. It makes me think of
so who cares?
It sounds like a Facebook game.
It like, does.
Facebook game does, targeted towards stay-at-home moms. Yep.
Yeah.
Anyway,
as long as it's not too reflective of what the actual game console will be, I don't really care about the code name.
I jokingly said that it would be an espresso machine and a console rolled
into
one.
That would be really cool. And
it would be cool.
I don't even drink coffee, but I just think that'd be amazing.
Yeah, code names are funny, though.
Yeah.
The developer that I used to work at, they had to have code names for their projects because the publisher was super secretive, and they would code name them all like really old retro game titles like Duck Hunt and Ice Climber and stuff. And I always thought it never got out, but I always thought it would have been amusing if those had leaked like to the press, like the code names.
Right.
People like,
oh my god, they're rebooting this franchise.
So never happened though, unfortunately. But anyhow, back to Project Cafe. Coming in 2012, specifically April or later, we expect a retail price of between $350 and $400.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, compared to the Wii, that's a lot.
Yeah,
but compared to the other consoles, not so much.
Well, I mean, the PS3 was $500 and $600?
Yeah, when it launched.
Yeah.
That's your price points?
Yeah. And by the time I finally got a bargain.
Or when I bought it was $250. Maybe 300.
I got it when it was 300. I only did that because Circuit City was going out of business, and I grabbed the last one, which was on display. My friend Gedge, Mike, and I just went and like grabbed it. We were like, "How much for this? How much for three?
I'll give you $20 bucks. Here you go. Bye."
Yeah. What else? AMD is going to be providing the graphics processor. It's a chip featuring a custom version of the R700 architecture.
Woo!
The CPU is coming from IBM. Yeah, I know. We don't know anything about this, but if you're techie and that means something to you, fantastic. But basically, it means it should be more powerful than the PlayStation 3 and 360.
Which, God, I hope so.
Will support
it's a new console. And yeah. The other ones are how old now? Like, yeah. If it's not more powerful than them.
Yeah, but what about when the PS4?
You are doing it wrong.
Yeah. PS4 and the Xbox 720 come out. They're gonna be like leaps and bounds ahead of that.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, we hope. Anyway, obviously we have no idea.
Yeah.
But
well, mm-hmm. speculation.
That is the hope.
Yeah. Project Cafe also, obviously, with being so powerful, is gonna support 1080p HD displays as well as stereoscopic 3D. And yeah, I know. I'm so not into the 3D thing.
Yeah, me either.
It hurts my eyes.
I don't even like 3D movies.
I can't sit there and... No. I don't even want to watch a 3D movie, let alone play a game.
Yeah. I'm with you there. The controller should be pretty cool. It's going to have a touchscreen built into it.
The controller sounds...
So the controller is going to be like a DS.
Yes.
But it's going
to... And you're going to be able to stream games to the controller. So...
No, like that breaks my brain. I understand.
It sounds like the controller is the console at this point. Yeah. I'm like, that
it's
is
like,
crazy.
It's like it comes with a handheld.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is better than having to pay for both of them separately.
Yeah.
True.
Like if that becomes the handheld. Yeah. I mean,
yeah,
that's
if
a good
it
deal.
Was like $350 or something and it was like a handheld and a regular console, that would actually be really cool.
So you could theoretically what you could download maybe saves to it and then take a controller and just throw it in your purse and then bust it out or man purse if
that
you
would
maybe.
Be really cool.
That's I was like, is that what you can like you're like, okay, well I have to stop whatever game I'm playing on my console and I'm going to work on the bar train or whatever and I just bust out my controller and keep playing.
$20 says that isn't gonna that isn't
I'm sure
gonna
that
be possible.
Why can I not dream?
It would be very cool. You are right. I do not think that will happen.
Yeah. That would be
someone's
sweet.
Gonna totally steal my idea now.
Damn. No, that's what the hope was with NGP.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Like for cloud gaming, you can play on your PS3. Then
I mean,
save.
I can't think of another reason for it to have a touchscreen if there wasn't gonna be some sort of DS-esque gameplay going on. Because like when you're playing with analog sticks and buttons, like. How are you going to use a touchscreen? It's like, are they going to package in a third hand for us to be able to do this stuff? So, yeah. But anyhow, we'll have to see.
That'd be amazing. It just comes with a severed hand.
Ew.
wouldn't buy, do not want.
Project Cafe is fully backwards compatible with both Wii and GameCube titles.
Yay.
Which is kind of interesting to me because the GameCube discs are so tiny that... I don't know. It'll be weird. But
it's nice. I hate it when Sony took out the compatibility chip from the PS3.
Sad.
It was just like, really?
But now they're packaging them in HD and selling them to us again.
Yeah. Now we know why. They were like, wait a second.
Wait a minute.
Better idea.
That actually seems like a very Nintendo thing to do.
Yeah, it does seem like a Nintendo thing to do. Since I'm sure Nintendo will still make new versions that they then want you to buy. Like, here's that game that you already own.
Yeah. Whatever. Go.
Well, slight tangent, though. I mean, it's the whole reason I won't get a 3DS right now is because a lot of the games are just 3DS ports.
Yeah.
And I'm like, until you have a new IP, like a new title that I'm actually interested in, I'm like, I don't really care about
a game that actually benefits from being in 3D, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
as great as it is, you get Excite Bike for free next month, apparently, with the DSi store. Oh. That was news this morning. If you download or you get the DSi store, someone correct me if I'm wrong, because I don't have a 3DS and I don't care. But it was interesting that Excite Bike is actually going to be available free of charge next month on your 3DS, apparently. And that'd be great, except that that's not really a game that would necessarily be amazing because it's in 3D.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an old NES title that I played when I was like 7 and played the heck out of it. But I don't know.
I just find it funny, like E3 saw 3DS for the first time, was like flipping out about
it. Yes. Yeah. Like,
totally. I was so excited. And I was like, this is the coolest shit ever. Sorry,
I already said that too.
And whoopsie.
I walked out of that press conference
going,
and
I'm going to buy one day one.
I immediately called my husband and I was like, I've just seen the coolest thing ever. OMG. And totally day one purchase.
No, the first purchase. Yeah. Haven't purchased one yet.
Nope.
But there's nothing I want to play
but on. But at E3, they bundled it with the press conference. They bundled it with like Kid Icarus and Zelda Ocarina of Time and like all these cool colors that we do not see right now.
I know.
Well, and I don't never care about... get all the cool colors.
Yeah. It's so sad to me.
I know. I know. Japan gets them all, but we don't.
We got to go to Japan.
Japan just cares more about fashion than the U.S. apparently.
They are very, they are fashionistas over there.
They are.
Yeah. So those are the details that we know. We obviously will learn more at E3. So,
So the very interesting thing to me about it, like the controller to me, like just with all the, that controller sounds absolutely insane. Mm-hmm. And the whole, supposedly the whole idea behind the Wii was that, hey, we're opening it up, we're making it accessible to the masses, like it's so confusing to have all these control, all these buttons and everything on, so we're going to get rid of them all and we're just going to make it that. And this thing sounds absolutely insane. So it just makes me wonder, like are they doing a complete about face, or is there the accessibility aspect that we don't know about yet that we're going to find out about?
If it is DS-ish, the DS still has a huge audience.
Yeah, the DS does have a huge audience, but it's like they were making the Wii to get in people like, our parents and stuff like that. And
I think Nintendo's smart enough to understand that those people are not the kind of people who are going to buy multiple consoles.
Yeah.
They bought the Wii.
Yeah.
That's it. What they're buying.
I have a challenge, though, for Nintendo. I have a challenge for Nintendo. Please make some new franchises.
Yeah, I know.
As much as I love Super Mario and Zelda, do not misunderstand me or spam my email with, I hate you, you call me heathen. Why don't you like Nintendo franchises? I do, but I just feel like
I'm really tired of them.
There's only so many Metroid and Zelda games you can
make. And
Mario. Yeah. So I know that they can do it.
Exactly. I mean, Miyamoto is a freaking genius. Like, I don't know, give him some mushrooms and sit him in his garden. Seriously.
That's going to go over well.
Oh my God. Yeah. No, I'm there with you.
Why do you think that the mushrooms make you stronger in Mario? Come on, people. It's completely obvious.
Anyhow,
he came up with Pikmin supposedly by sitting in his garden looking at plants. And I love Pikmin.
Yeah.
When you think of, like, Pikmin is like the last really new that I can remember thing that they came out with, and that was on the GameCube.
What was all the Mii themed like mini game? I'm not saying they're good. I'm just saying that the Mii set of stuff is like arguably the only franchise, the Wii whatever, Wii music, Wii
franchise.
Wii Play, Wii Sports, Wii blah blah blah, Wii P.
We want something new.
Yeah, we do want something new.
Well, we can be sure that Nintendo's not going to approach this new console the same way they approached the Wii, because they're not going to be able to catch lightning in a bottle again.
Yeah,
they're refocusing their efforts on the hardcore.
Mm-hmm. It just flies in the face of everything that they have been saying this whole last cycle. They've been saying like we're not. I mean. They took themselves out of the competition with you. They were like, we're not looking to be in competition with Microsoft and Sony. We're looking to do something new. So then to turn around and try and do it.
Yeah. Can we get back in here, guys?
Yeah, exactly.
Want to be back in your party?
It's just really, I don't know.
Weird.
Weird. And we don't know. We don't know what it's going to be. But it does sound like that's the approach that they're taking.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds... I think, too, that they are actually getting a little rattled by the whole social gaming phenomenon, iPad and iPhone stuff, even though they claim that they're not.
Yeah.
And what's-his-face made, like, disparaging comments about people who make iPhone games.
Yeah.
But he tried to correct himself. And there was an article in IGN about that the other day, wasn't there?
He was talking about all these people making all these like 99 cent, he didn't say garbage games, are bringing down the industry. But someone else pointed out very rightly, yes, as opposed to all the $30 and $40 pieces of shovelware that are getting thrown out onto the Wii.
WiiWare.
Expensive garbage, okay. Cheap garbage, bad.
Yeah. But I will say that I understand that for a while Nintendo is like, 360, PS3. I mean, they were in the black with Wii and DS for a long time. So, but I do think that eventually they're going to fall behind, so maybe that's why Project Cafe will be...
It's a different world. I mean, it's a different world. The last 2 years, things have changed so much. And, you look at it, 3DS sales didn't meet what they hoped that they would. And this is the first new handheld since iPhones and smartphones came around. And I think Sony is going to get...
Yeah, it's great proof
SVP is going to be...
Not so good.
It's the software, not so much the system.
Yes.
It depends. I mean, we'll see what they can bring out on NGP.
Well, my problem with the NGP is it's too big.
And the other problem with the NGP to me is that, so it's like, yeah, the whole idea is like, oh, look, cloud gaming, you can stop playing and you can walk around. But the gameplay that makes a good experience sitting in front of your TV is not the same thing that you want to be doing on the bus. Like, yeah, exactly. Like it's not, it doesn't like translate.
It doesn't translate.
Which was always my biggest argument with the PSP is that it ended up basically being a port for PS2 games. You know, it was like, oh, look, it's a mini PS2, which is cool in some ways. And there were some awesome games on the PSP, so... But I just felt like it was too many devs were like, oh, I guess we just put the exact same game on this other system.
They got lazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree as well. I mean, we actually are at a very interesting point in this industry. Mm-hmm. Dana and I visited Kabam last week and talking mm-hmm. with those people and kind of how lots of people are finding out that the free-to-play model is actually more profitable than the here chunked down $60 for a game beforehand, mm-hmm. and how is that going to change the way the gaming industry works? We're already seeing that come onto the consoles because PS3 has Free Realms. Mm-hmm. Microsoft has announced they want to do free-to-play stuff on Xbox Live.
Mm-hmm. So and you watch a core PC title, you know, like go, like you watch things like Lord of the Rings Online go from being the monthly service subscription model to free-to-play with then purchasing extra
I wonder
content.
If the Dragon Age Facebook game did well. I really wonder how that did.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering how it will affect Star Wars, The Old Republic.
Mm.
Wondering if, I mean, cool. I know they plan on, they're going to go with
they're
going to
go traditional,
you know,
model.
Headstrong, whatever.
I bet you they charge more than $15 a month.
No, they've said, I think.
Oh, 15. Have they said 15?
Yeah,
okay.
I could be wrong, but okay. I feel like they've said that.
Okay.
And I'm wondering how long that will last is my thing. Yeah. Like, I'm wondering if it goes the way of DC, whoa, poor thing. And which, if you don't know, servers are merging. It's not.
They're down to two super servers for the US and two for Europe, and that's it. Well, they call them super servers.
They call them super servers, yeah.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know.
Somebody's laptop at home.
No, it's just like they're moving everybody onto the same server so that the world actually looks populated.
Right. Yeah. So you can find people to play with.
Yeah. But. I'm what, you know, it's something to think about, right?
Old Republic like, has
at some point, will it turn into free to play?
Yeah. You know? It's kind of been bad timing because it's been in development for so long.
Yeah, they sort of missed that.
That the market has changed.
The market has changed
since they started it.
Yeah. So.
It'll be interesting to see how that goes.
Yeah. I mean, the next few years, I think, are going to be pretty fascinating. It's, you know, we're looking at the possibility of a huge shift in the way that you pay for your games.
And the way you access your games and all that sort of stuff. And, you know, as tech becomes better, like it is more conceivable that you'll be, you know, in cloud gaming and they talk about stuff like that. And
I'm wondering about the gimmicky part, though. I wonder if Kinect and PlayStation Move will still be big in a few years and it'll go further or people will just.
I don't think PlayStation Move and Kinect are big now.
Yeah. No. I mean, nobody's talking about them. There's not a whole lot of games coming out for them.
Right. Yeah. I just remember when they announced it was like going to be this big deal, especially Kinect.
Aftermarket,
push it, get people to sell it. Just, or, you know, and then, people bought it. Cool. We made some money.
Aftermarket peripheral, there is no, like, for a third party, I mean, first party people obviously are going to make, but for a third party thing, it's like there are these two disparate things. You don't want to make anything that leans on it too heavily because then you can't port that same thing to the PlayStation 3 or you're cutting out the whole segment of the audience who owns Xbox 360s and don't have a Kinect.
Right.
Like, it's
a risk.
It's every single aftermarket peripheral this has been the case with.
Mm-hmm.
So, you got to bundle it with the system from the beginning.
Yeah.
If you really want there to be good software for it.
The only thing that I think has been valuable in the Kinect is Dance Central from a game standpoint. Mm-hmm. That's the only one.
I agree.
And it was nice to video chat with my family on Christmas, which was cool. So I appreciate that, but Other than that,
you could have Skyped with them too. Over,
It was just neat to be able to sit on the couch on the TV and everything. And my nieces were like, "Oh my god, I'm on TV!" So I don't know. Yeah, I mean, the Move is.
Well, I'm just wondering because tie it right back into our discussion, just how gimmicky will the cafe. Project Cafe B and how will that affect it and how many games will come out that you either are required to or it has the capabilities to do some sort of like Kinect or Move kind of gimmicky thing.
I'm going to go on the record right now as saying that I think it is not going to be a success, because I think it's just the last gasp of the way things have been. And I think it's just not where things are going. And I think it's just going to be too expensive. I think it doesn't take into account all the changes that have been going on. I don't think it's going to succeed. And I'm not saying I don't want it to succeed. I'm not wishing ill upon anything. I'm sure there will be amazing games for it that people will love. I'm just saying I think it's not going to be a success.
If they have new franchises and good games, at the end of the day, I don't care about gimmicks. Just give me good games. Mm-hmm. That is what Megan says. And I don't know why I just slipped into third person, but okay.
I am doubtful of its success as well, and I'm actually not even like super excited at this point. I'm curious, interested, but you know, I mean,
honestly, how many people were excited when the Wii was revealed, like the motion controls? Like, I don't think anyone was really sold on it, and it was a phenomenal success. And part of it was that it had a low entry point.
Yeah.
Like, and then now that it's with all these extra peripherals or these extra fancy features, it drove the price up to $400, $400, $500. And that and the casual market is not going to buy into that.
Yeah, but I agree with what Christine said earlier. I think Nintendo knows that. And, you know, there are lots of hardcore gamers that felt like they got the shaft with the Wii. And so Nintendo is trying to go back and please them. But that's a small audience,
and you're becoming the third horse in a horse race that the other two horses, you know,
they're way ahead.
Yeah, it's just gonna be tough. And yeah, like, what is Nintendo? The only things that Nintendo at this point, like in this generation, brings to the table that you can't get on the other systems already is the franchises that a lot of us are burned out on.
Yeah. Yep. We will see.
Yeah.
Although I don't know how in the minority we are about being burnt out on those franchises. And it never ceases to amaze me how excited people get about a new Mario game.
Right.
Yeah. They would have to, for me, Mario, you would have to dramatically change the franchise into something almost unrecognizable, like Super Mario Knife Fight. You know, if you want to go,
I'm not holding my breath for that one.
Did you say Knife Fight or Knife Fight?
Yeah. Knife Fight.
Knife Fight.
So you bring in the hardcore GTA people with the Super Mario people. It can only have good results.
That would be the worst game of all time.
Or amazing, I'd like to say.
I don't think Nintendo's going to
do that. I don't think that fits into
anything
the
with knives. I don't think it's going to
Mario licensing.
Now, maybe Luigi. That guy's at least.
he's crazy.
And you're right. It is too bad that Audrey isn't here, because she would be on the other side of this equation. It'd be good to hear
everything the same over and over again. That's what she would say.
I know.
It's true. She said it before. So, yeah. You know, I'm not being like
me. I try to take her down on Dragon Quest. I just ran smack into a wall of fandom. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, that was our last fight. That was kind of fun. Yeah. Dana, Christine, and I were just watching.
We're like, whoa, popcorn.
Sorry, I couldn't quite reach across to grab hair, but next time there will be hair grabbing. Well, and
get a little WWE in here.
Remind me to get myself a haircut.
Everybody gets a cropped picture. Yeah. That's weird.
So, Stephanie, I don't think, are you excited at all for Project Cafe?
That's what I meant.
Might as well be.
Freudian slip.
I'm actually pretty neutral on it. I'm just interested in seeing how it unfolds. Mm-hmm. I was excited for the 3DS last year, like everyone else was at E3. And then I was about to pick one up, and then just leading up to it, just decided not to, because there was just, like I said, no software to support it. So I want to see what kind of games Project Cafe has lined up, and then...
And then we'll talk.
Yeah, and then we'll talk.
We're
just going to have to wait until E3.
Yeah.
Which isn't far away.
Not that far, yeah. We don't have much longer
to wait. 4 weeks.
OMG.
Yeah, and speaking of which, we'll do our nice E3 anticipation episode the week before. So if you guys want to hear more about everything that's going to be there, stay tuned. Although we're already covering a bunch of stuff on IGN.com. So you should be... You know, if you're really into wanting to know about what's going on there, you really should be visiting IGN on pretty much a daily basis.
Yes, there will be road to E3 has begun. So there's a new preview every day, like looking at a game that's going to be at E3, what we expect to see. Mm-hmm. There's also a really cool pre-E3 site on where you can go ahead and vote for which game you're most excited about at the show.
Oh, yeah. That thing is that's awesome.
It's one of the covers on IGN.com right now.
Yeah.
So go to IGN.com and check it out.
All right. So now we're going to move on to questions. As always, if you have questions, you can send those to IGNGirlFight@gmail.com. Our first question comes to us from Jacqueline. Jacqueline is also one of the people who won one of the BioWare shirts.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, Jacqueline. She wants to know if we have ever been typecast as just gamers in our personal lives.
No, not really.
Not as just a gamer. I have gotten a few, like, if you get the whole, like, you do what for a job at a daycare function-y thing where the other moms were like, wide-eyed. You know, where you're like doing the, what do you do? And I'm like, oh, I'm an, because I always say I'm an editor. And then sometimes people pursue and they're like, oh, like, what do you write about? I'm like, well, I write about video games. And like the other three moms just like kind of backed away, like, like the plague.
Yeah, like you have contagious disease.
Yeah.
I've got mostly positive feedback. Like, what do? I'm editor at IGN. What is that? It's a video game site. And then people are like, oh, wow, that sounds like a really cool job. Wish I had it. And I was like, yeah, I've never had anyone go, oh,
yeah.
You're just so beneath me.
And I should say, I do get a lot of positive reaction. My eye doctor was very excited. He's like, you work at IGN?
My chiropractor.
Like, I just got my wife a Kinect.
Yeah. My chiropractor is like super stoked about it. Uh-huh. Telling me all these games.
Yeah. So in relation to that, she wants to know what some of our other interests are besides gaming. Reading.
I'm a big reader. I like cooking a lot.
I like cooking as well.
I sew.
That's awesome.
I do.
Clothes. Do you make clothes for your kid?
Not many, because it's just I'd rather have new clothes for myself.
Oh, so you make your own clothes?
Yeah, I do. I mean, it's been a while, since the whole last year has kind of been house projects, so I haven't done much. But yes, I do enjoy sewing. So
I write fiction as well in my free time when I'm not having to write journalistic stuff.
I write as well. I've been working on a novel for the past few years, but it's about ancient Greece, which is very intense in research department. And I also voice act for fun, or I go to voice acting class. Sorry, not quite yet.
It's cool. I actually do a lot of sports. I'm a very active person. I go cycling, I run, hiking, snowboarding, play tennis, basketball, anything. Mm-hmm. Every weekend I play Ultimate Frisbee with my friends.
Oh, that's awesome.
Nice. Even when it's gross outside?
Huh?
Even when it's gross outside?
Like gross how? Like really hot?
Like rainy and
Actually, cold. Rain or shine, we play.
Cool.
Yeah.
It's pretty dedicated. So, kinda like I would be like, guys, gonna sleep in.
Yeah. I'm kind of like a nerdy jock.
A nerdy jock?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, nobody has ever described me as a jock.
You were a mathlete.
I was, yes. That is the closest I got to jock to.
Alrighty.
What about you,
Christine? I don't know. I watch a lot of HGTV. Does that count as an activity?
Yes, couch potato.
Yeah, I'm pretty lazy, actually. It's really sad.
I'm a totally lazy person.
Yeah. I read a lot, too. I just bought a Kindle.
Yay!
And an iPad, right?
You got an iPad and a Kindle.
Well, what do you do with both? This is how I'm dealing with my birthday and like getting older. I'm just buying myself stuff. So I bought an iPad and then I was like, well, I'm not going to use that for reading really because I don't like the screen for that.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what? I would get myself a Kindle.
Did you get the one with 3G or no?
No, I just got the Wi-Fi. I talked to Hillary about it and he was like, you don't need the 3G.
You really don't. I mean, because I almost never buy anything through the Kindle. I almost always do it all on the site. Yeah, it's just easier to browse on the website and everything. And, you know, it's very rare that I finish a book, like, en route to somewhere and I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, no, I have nothing to read. What will I do?
So
I buy all my stuff through my Nook, actually. I don't do it, regularly online at all. Well, and they have the free book that you can download Friday, which I do as well, but... I mean, I don't know. I haven't seen what the Kindle store looks like, but the Nook store is pretty easy to navigate.
I, too, have an advanced reader. A paperback.
Nice.
It's not advanced.
It is in my world.
But
So next question comes to us from Nora. Nora wants to know why, well, she says, why does IGN put Xbox 360 footage in all of their reviews? I assume that she means for multi-platform stuff.
Well, it depends. Usually, it depends on what the publisher gives us first. Yeah. Usually that is Xbox 360 version, so that's what we capture with. So that's why it's mostly 360.
It is not to biased.
Yeah, it's not, but it's just convenience.
It's the one that you want to start getting as early as possible.
You want to capture as much as you can. And so, you know, once you get those copies later, you don't feel like going back and capturing footage on different ones.
Right.
So, it just sort of depends on whatever copy we get first. Yeah. Or if we do get multiple copies, the editor, you know, picks one to start off with.
Yeah.
Before that was a lot of 360. I don't know. The mood in the office seems to be changing towards PS3, but now with this PSN.
Yeah, the
video we'll see if they come back. Yeah.
However, we promise that Infamous 2 and Uncharted 3 will be PS3. Right.
Yes, that will all be PS3 footage. Don't worry.
Yeah. And the other thing, too, is that capturing video for these reviews can be really time consuming depending on the game.
Yeah.
And the editor has to do that in addition to writing the review
and the VO.
Yeah, and the VO. So. It takes a while. Okay, next question comes to us from Alan. And you know what? This is like a 3DS question, so I'm going to save that till Audrey is back. next question comes to us from Diego. Diego wants to know what ending we ended up picking in Origins as to who we had kill the archdemon.
Spoilers.
Yeah.
We should preempt with spoilers. But if you haven't played it by now, that game's really old.
I was going to say, I didn't finish it, but I don't care. I mean, I don't care about spoilers.
In both of my games, I did the dark ritual with Morgan, and even when I was a chick. But I didn't do it. I made Alistair do it. It didn't matter who killed him because nobody died.
I let Alistair die, actually.
Did you let him die or he did it on his own? I hear that.
Well, no, you have the decision.
I hear he does it anyway. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know. This is the only bit I've heard. I've not actually seen this play out.
This is what happened. Was I told Morgan to keep her hands off my man, and kept trying to sacrifice myself, and Alistair kept refusing. He would not let me die, and so I was crying at the end of the game because I was so upset. I actually reset the game at one point.
Well, I'm glad that I saved myself the. You know, all
yeah.
the
well, yeah. Well, I guess trouble. you didn't romance.
You're like, yep, go ahead.
I did.
Oh, you did.
I did. Yeah, and but I was just like, he's like, no, let me. You've done so much for me. Just let me do it. And I'm like,
no.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, okay. I actually kept trying to get him to stop.
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
Yeah. I was mad at him already because he wouldn't marry me because I was
You have to be a human noble. I was a human
noble. Well, when I went back through it with that mindset, like I'm gonna.
Yeah.
Queen.
Yeah. So. I was queen and I was very upset because I was like, if you're not king, I can't be queen, first of all. And second of all, I kept arguing with him like, no, this is my sacrifice. I'm the Grey Warden commander here. He's like, nope, I love you too much. It's very romantic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Sounds awesome.
Okay. I like being Queen of Ferelden. You can just mock it all you want.
Yeah, but. Next question comes to us from Brendan. Brendan wants to know if BioWare will support the 3DS.
I don't know.
They did make a DS game.
They did for Sega.
Yep.
But that wasn't.
That was before they got bought by EA. Too.
Yeah, it wasn't very well received.
I think it was like eights.
Was it
seven and a half eights? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I started playing a little bit of
not
it
compared
I was like,
to not good for BioWare. Their other BioWare games. Yeah. Yeah. So,
but compared to other Sonic games, especially during that run, it was amazing.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, I really think
we can't say yes or no.
Yeah, but I would seriously doubt that they would do anything.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Not with those sales, am I right?
Sorry.
Okay.
It's been a little punchy today.
Yeah. All that water.
Yeah. My body is not used to being hydrated. It's like, where is my caffeine?
Where's your Diet Coke?
Yeah.
Next question comes to us from Messel. Sorry if I butchered your name. This is back about Mass Effect 3 in the multiplayer issue. He says that games like Bioshock 2, Assassin's Creed, Brotherhood, Uncharted 2, and Dead Space 2 have all come out with multiplayer, and their single player hasn't suffered. So why do we not want Mass Effect to have multiplayer?
I just wonder
if it actually did. Yeah.
Well, like, first of all, you're shoehorning
it in just to...
And the other thing I wonder is, do they even get the return that they are expecting?
Yeah.
Like, they're expecting people to keep their games and they want to play multiplayer. Mm-hmm. But then you got to think they're paying for servers to be up. And nobody's...
And they paid to develop it.
And they paid to develop it. And nobody... Maybe, I mean, I haven't seen numbers on those, but I feel like those are not popular games to play.
I never even touched the Bioshock 2 multiplayer.
It's just interesting to me. I'm like, why are you so focused on adding multiplayer when you know that not everybody, like, not all of them are going to work out?
Besides, I'm a hermit gamer, so I really shouldn't say anything about this. But also, I feel like it gives the developer a chance to really focus on the single player mode. And it's a very deeply immersive experience. Everyone plays a Shepherd and Grey Warden and Hawk differently.
Yeah.
So it's a really personal experience. So it's like, I'm not really sure what the...
I would rather they spend that time and resources towards multiplayer and put it back into the single player game with more choices.
Yeah.
So that you don't feel like it's just good or bad. Like, I would love to see more Shades of Grey.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's time and money
just
being spent on the multiplayer that
could
be put in there to do that, or you know, something else.
Yeah,
that
I would be more Paragon and Rogue or whatever it is. It's
Renegade.
It's a Rogue. It would be like there's a middle ground that also has benefits and disadvantages, which I was a little sad about with Mass Effect 2. It was obvious which thing you were doing.
Yeah.
So.
Alrighty. So next question comes to us from Nathan. Nathan wants to know when we think graphics in games will become so real that we'll just stop considering them in reviews.
Uncanny Valley.
There's a question in here about the Uncanny Valley as well. So we'll answer
Uncanny
that one
Valley
at the same
time. Is like a tech. It's like this. It's like that. There's just this very, like, you can get closer. The closer and closer to reality you get, I can't even remember the exact same thing. But basically, there's just always going to be this like factor that makes them look not quite real.
Oh, she said the quote: "When facsimiles of humans look and act almost like actual humans, it causes a response of revulsion among human observers."
Is that why L.A. Noire is always weirding everybody out?
Yeah,
probably.
It is. It does weird me out too.
Yeah,
I see the commercials, and I'm like, "That's I know it's really."
That's
realistic,
also
but it's
too
also creeping
like those,
me out.
The there's been a couple of animated movies. Was the Christmas one that Tom Hanks voiced?
Those things were so creepy. Polar Express.
Yes,
and,
that one.
Oh, that thing was like, you know, that thing was creepy. Like,
But that's exactly what we're talking about here.
Exactly.
Actually, I don't know. I don't expect game graphics to, you know. I mean, what else can you do?
Yeah.
I think we've kind of reached.
I hope not.
Not exactly.
I hope they get a little better.
FMV, bring it back. Not really.
I don't know how where NXT ever got rid of it.
I want the motion capture, maybe. Like the animation.
Oh, animation.
Like,
to
I
be
want
better,
that
yeah.
to get a lot better.
Yes. Like, yeah, the fluidity and just the naturalness of the behavior and everything. But I don't know. Unless something looks really crappy or really awesome, like it's just setting some new bar, like, I don't really
care.
Notice or care about graphics.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's much more of a thing that boys care about, honestly.
I don't know.
Yeah. Not to be genderist, but make blanket statements. But
yeah. And it doesn't have to be 3D. Like, I love VanillaWare's 2D art.
Yeah.
That's really awesome.
I love 2D, like, when it's just beautiful art.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why everybody needs to do 3D
Yeah, 3D
modeling.
Models super realistically, because VanillaWare has a new PSP game coming out that looks really cool. And I'm like, that just sort of proves that you don't necessarily need super realistic 3D models. It can just be anything that is pleasing to the eye.
Mm-hmm. That's why I still love old adventure games.
Yep.
It's true. Actually, like, for JRPGs, I'd rather have the old 2D
sprites.
The sprites, from Chrono Trigger, rather than these 3D polygons.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would, Same way.
Alrighty, next question comes to us from Karen. Karen has one of the backwards compatible PS3s.
Ooh, lucky you.
Yes, I have one of those too, but I never played PS2 games on it. Well, actually, I did play. I played God of War 2 on the PS3 because it came out right after the PS3 came out, but was not for the PS3.
Right.
But anyhow, and her husband is also refusing to download any new firmware because they want Linux on their machine. So she wants to know what PS2 games would be good for her to play. Specifically, she said she never played Ico or Shadows of the Colossus.
Oh, well, so there's two right there.
Yeah. Well, she said she heard that they were laggy and didn't know.
Yeah, well, she's not going to have much of a choice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You also probably you could play like early PS3 games, like anything that did not require the firmware update that you stopped at.
But what is? I'm just okay. I mean, it's not her. I know it's her husband. But I'm like, why do you really want to keep Linux on it that bad so you can't play any of the games that are coming out for the system? What's the benefits of that?
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't get that mindset.
Oh, I would buy a new PS3 then that I could play new games
she
on.
She should get her own PS3 and be like, I'm just doing these firmware updates. Like that. Yes. Sorry.
I would. I mean, I've talked about the Sly games. I love all those. The Ratchet and Clank games are really fun.
Nier.
If you've never played a Katamari game, like, I mean, it's a franchise that got milked into the ground by doing the exact same thing over and over. But they really are awesome and pretty and cute.
Yeah, there's another PS2 one, like the first Katamari, I would recommend over all the other ones.
Yeah.
Because it had the best music.
Yeah. But, what
play,
else?
Beyond Good and Evil.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Metal Gear Solid 2.
Yeah.
If you're into that.
Yeah.
There's a lot. I can't even think of
Yeah, there's a lot.
The PS2 is just so really
many. It's a vast library of good games.
An amazing system. Yeah.
Primal, that's another good PS2 game. Had to get that in there.
Yeah, totally.
So we got time for one more, and we're going to end with a funny one. This is from, I don't know the actual name, but the email is The Happy Skull. Wants to know if we ever play games drunk.
Occasionally, but it's really, I don't have the, it's, you well, know,
like
reflexes.
SingStar or
that's true.
Rock bands,
guitar
yeah, at parties, yeah.
I think I've played like Grand Theft Auto 3 drunk.
Nice.
So it made all the hilarious stuff in there all the more hilarious. But that's not it.
Yeah.
I played Pac-Man Championship Edition DX with my siblings and my sister's boyfriend after having entirely too much wine. And it's amazing how well we did, despite the fact that we were shouting and hollering and kind of tipsy. It made that game even more epic. And we just passed the controller around and tried to beat. There's like a time mode, like you can try to beat each other's time. And so that's what we were trying to do. I mean, this went on for like an hour or two, or we were just, it was pretty hilarious.
Yeah, Rock Band's pretty much the only thing. And I don't, you know, I'm going to age myself here, but like, I don't really get drunk anymore. Like, you know, I'll drink a little bit, but I'm never like drunk. Like, I had two Cosmos the other night when I went out with Greg for his birthday. And that was the most I've had to drink in, like, I don't know, 5 or 6 years, probably. So
I totally love my wine, but
I never drink enough to get drunk. Like,
I've never actually passed out or been sick the next morning.
I'm a 37-year-old, and I have a 2.5-year-old who will be getting up the next morning, no matter how I feel in the morning. So
mommy, oh my God.
I will say we have had a couple of those. Like there was we were out in Seattle and staying with friends and she was there and it was the last, like, I mean, we don't have epic nights, but it was an epic night. And it was Brian's turn to get up with her the next morning. And it was like, cause we didn't get in till 4 and 7 o'clock. I was like,
wow.
Have fun. And he was like, I hate you right now.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a brutal thing. So yeah, it doesn't happen that often.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to wrap it up. As always, if you have questions, comments, or feedback, you can send those to IGNGirlFight@gmail.com. You can like us on Facebook, facebook.com/IGNGirlFight. You can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/IGNGirlFight. You can follow each of us individually on my IGN. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll be back with you next week.
Bye-bye.